This will be used to enter us into a global government and global decisions. It will be environmentalism that is used. And you say, prove it. Now, this is my opinion. We're entering into Jared's opinion world here because we're talking about Bible prophecy. Turn to Revelation 13. The Bible talks about a guy who's going to come and he's going to unite the world. Now, think about how hard that task is if we just look at it right now. That means you have to get all these countries, China, Russia, the United States, to basically give up their national sovereignty. How are you going to do that? In Revelation 13, let's start reading it in just the first verse. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. This is talking about the Antichrist of the end times. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given him unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. There's your world government right there. He's got power of the entire world. And I believe that this is how this will happen, if it happens in our, you know, in the near term. Because if it comes to pass that these things do get worse and the hurricanes get worse and the earthquakes get worse, we've all got to come together. We've got to save this earth. We've all got to stop thinking about only our interest as the United States. We've got to give this sovereignty over to somebody who can take control. It makes perfect sense to me. And I can see it. If it happens in the next 100 years, I can see this is how it's happening. I don't know when it's going to happen. Nobody knows, right? Now look, it's already being used to scare people into this. You will find that kids that come out of high school, kids that, I've seen it. I've given tours to high school groups of power facilities, and all they care about is that they're up at night because they're worried we're ruining the earth. It's being taught and preached in public school. And this is what it could be used for, folks. It's very dangerous. Plus, it teaches you to worship the earth. It teaches you to worship the creature more than the creator.